Boil it down for us with your intelligence background, with your Minister of Defense there in the Parliament background, with your background as technology minister. I mean, clearly, sir, you believe, or is this false, that 9/11 had to be an inside job just from the scientific evidence alone?
Yeah, if you look at it, well, if the government would be free to discover what really happened and show and try to find out how things happened, one could believe that they were not part of the whole business. But if you look at the scenery, you find that first of all, the World Trade Center consists of, I think, seven different edifices or houses or huge buildings, not only the North and South Tower. World Trade Center number 7 was a 48 or 47 store high building. It was destroyed without any airplane touching it at the afternoon of 9/11. And the owner or the leaser of the building said, "We tore it down." And if you look at the pictures, you find, and the videos, you find that it's going on in the free fall. You know, in eight or six seconds, a huge building, a skyscraper, is falling down on its footprint. It's totally impossible. Few fires were over the day, indicating that there was something inside, but it was not strong enough to destroy the building.
Is it fair to say, Andres Fambulo, that if you look at all the evidence, 9/11 could only be an inside job, and that the official story is a fable?
Yeah, because the official story is so wrong, it must be an inside job. If the official story would tell the reality, what has gone on 9/11, if they could tell the people why the whole military apparatus didn't work on 9/11, no fighter plane take off in the right mm-hmm. time, no of these air carriers were stopped or derogated before.
What about the drills of the same targets being hit same time? What about public officials warned not to fly? What about CIA insider trading? What about Bush signing W-1999, ordering the FBI?
You had this insider trading before. You had FinCEN, the secret services of the financial apparatus in the United States. They have a special software program to follow the stock markets, and if the stock market has very strange movements, immediately they take care of this, and they had a lot of tapes, tape recording, and the lawyers of, I think, FinCEN told the people, destroy these tapes. So you don't have proof of this.
They also ran off with the flight recorders. They also shredded the FAA tapes.
Everything. So nothing. Normally the flight recorders are constructed to survive this kind of impact, and you normally find them.
They were discovered. They were. I mean, we now have firefighters saying they found them.
Some were discovered, but you don't know if there is no independent control what is on the flight recorders. You can't tell the truth.
Andre Famulo, do you think that we're in danger of the same criminal group that carried out the attack carrying out another attack because their entire agenda is stalling right now?
Well, the problem is that the Bush administration is in now deeply defensive, and probably they would like to come out in a new offense and taking up the fight against terrorism or so-called terrorism. It's a wonder how in 10 years you can replace the Soviet Union with an enemy which is much more mightful than the Soviet Union.